Okay. Most of you, I think, are old enough to remember this. To remember, Simon says, do this. This is Father says, put your right arm here. Father says, put your left hand here. Father says, give yourself a really big hug. Because we need it. And that's what our Father, our Mother, through the Son, is partly saying we should do in that gospel today. At least I think so. Christ tells us, Christ commands us to love God, to love neighbor, and to love ourselves. To love ourselves. Even when, maybe especially when, we don't feel like it. When we don't feel like loving ourselves. Or when we feel unlovable. To stress the violence of the robbers, the neglect of the priest, or the selfishness of the lawyer in the story, which is all obvious, would be to miss the point, at least part of it, I think. The Samaritan, who was the outcast, the rejected, the heretic of that time, showed the people of his time and our time each of our capabilities for good, each of our capabilities for generosity, for compassion, for love of our neighbor. And our neighbor is any human being in need. Any. Christ is not telling us to be selfish, self-centered, or spoiled as much of the time our society tells us to be. He is telling us that what we need to do is to try our best to be more accepting and loving of ourselves. Recognizing our weakness, recognizing our sinfulness, dealing with our brokenness, accepting our responsibility for the consequences of our selfishness, but tempering it all with compassion, just like that Samaritan did in the gospel for his neighbor. The Samaritan had compassion for another, at least partly because he recognized within him his own struggle, his own pain, and his own need for someone to have compassion for him. And we all need that. We each need someone who cares enough about us to just listen. In other words, it begins with ourselves. Genuine compassion for others, especially those others, those others whom our society so often rejects as being a burden. People like the immigrants that our government has put in cages. People like the homeless who live under our bridges. Like the LGBT community who are rejected and disrespected because somehow they're a threat. I have no idea how. Or like people of color who stand out but have never really been let in because of the stupidity of bigotry or white supremacy. As well as the unborn and the elderly, who for some reason don't really exist yet or anymore. Compassion for all these others is based on a genuine compassion and understanding of ourselves. And maybe we'd have more understanding, more patience with others if we had more understanding of, patience with, and insight into our needs, our struggles, our fears, ourselves. Almost every day, we come face to face with people who have been beaten down and bruised and left almost for dead inside. By people, by institutions, by systems that don't see their face. The Samaritan did. God does. And we can. Give yourself an extra hug tonight from God.